the Kroger company already owns almost 2,500 supermarkets coast to coast under a variety of names. Yes, Kroger, but also Ralph's, City Market, Food for Less, Dillon's, and Fred Meyer, to name a few. Those last two could serve as a guide for how Kroger will handle its Harris Teeter stores. The company bought both Dillon's and Fred Meyer, kept their names, and then stayed relatively hands-off.
They continued to operate largely autonomously for a long time.
Mark Hamstra is a reporter for the trade publication Supermarket News.
You didn't really see a whole lot of sort of Kroger influence there, other than a greater degree of buying power, which enables them to be more competitive on price.
So in theory, Harris Teeter prices will go down because its parent company can buy things in bulk. You may also notice your favorite Harris Teeter brand product tastes a bit different because it's now being made by a Kroger supplier. The stores themselves shouldn't go anywhere. Bert Flickinger of Strategic Resource Group says there's very little overlap between Kroger and Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter's in 9 states where Kroger is relatively underdeveloped. North Carolina, obviously a key market. And as well as having stores in Washington, D.C., which is a very tough market.
Getting those new markets is the main thing Kroger has touted about the purchase. In terms of jobs, the company has announced it plans to keep Harris Teeter's Matthews-based management team intact. If history is any guide, Kroger could even do one better. The company has a history of promoting executives from companies it acquires. For instance, the company's current CEO is David Dillon. That's as in Dillon's, the Midwest chain Kroger bought 30 years ago. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.